It's Tuesday, February 11, 2025.
Scientists expected cooler conditions this time around.
Hottest January on record globally surprises scientists. Trump administration halts all funding for National EV Charging Network. Plus, Super Bowl ads take a break from electric cars.
I wonder why. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics analysis, and snarky comment.
This week, Doge also sent the National Weather Service so-called buyout offers. More buyout offers? Man, when it rains, it pours. I think there's no way to know anymore.
I see, because he fired all the weather people. Not that funny. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, scientists have been expecting temperatures to cool since the El Nino of 2023, but that does not seem to be happening.
No, sadly, it is not. January 2025 was the world's warmest January on record.
What's going on?
Since record-keeping began in the 1850s, it overtook last year's warmest January on record by a sizable margin, according to Europe's climate service, Copernicus. While the United States saw abnormally frigid temperatures in January, extreme heat was broiling Australia, Mexico, West Africa, and the Caribbean. The new January heat record surprised scientists because a cooling La Nina event is underway in the tropical Pacific Ocean, and that would normally be expected to cool the globe slightly, but that isn't happening yet, raising further questions about the pace of climate change.
And further questions about whether scientists know anything about anything.
Well, here's Gavin Schmidt, chief scientist at NASA, on BBC News.
The basic reason we're having records being broken and we've had this like kind of uninterrupted decades-long warming trend is because we're increasing the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Until we stop doing that and until we in fact get to net zero, we're still going to be seeing record warm temperatures.
So basically, whatever happens from month to month, it's still going to be the baseline of temperatures continuing to go up and up.
Okay.
Despite the January 2024 heat record, the Trump administration is ramping up its efforts to increase greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere that drive dangerous global warming while they are bulldozing policies intended to reduce dependence on fossil fuels and cut carbon emissions.
It makes no sense.
First up, the Trump administration Federal Highway Administration has frozen a Biden-era program to build a federally funded national network of electric vehicle charging stations. It halted the $5 billion initiative aimed at helping states deploy electric vehicle charging stations along major highways and thoroughfares. The move is likely illegal. The National Electric Vehicle Charging Program was established by the bipartisan infrastructure law and mandated by Congress.
Well, you're assuming he cares about what's illegal and what isn't.
On his first full day as Secretary of the Department of Interior, former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum weakened directives that protect the public's lands and wildlife from fossil fuel development. Burgum issued a new guidance weakening protections for national monuments, migratory birds, endangered and threatened species, and hobbling clean energy development and opening up significant landscapes to resource extraction with the goal of further increasing fossil fuels on the public's lands.
Welcome to the interior.
Burgum also reinstated all fossil fuel leases that had been canceled under the Biden administration, and he offered even more parcels of public land for oil and gas drilling, among other pro-fossil fuel actions.
Just giving it all away.
Trump himself issued an executive order on Monday declaring that it is, quote, the policy of the United States to end the use of paper straws. Trump is literally reversing President Biden's initiative, phasing out the federal government's purchases of single-use plastics in government buildings over the next few years, like plastic straws. It was intended to reduce plastic pollution and the costs of waste management for the federal government.
Well, we'd hate to do that.
And, of course, it proves that there is no issue too small and too petty for Trump. And finally, a shift in Sunday Super Bowl broadcast this year. Fewer car makers advertise than usual, unlike in recent years. And of those, only two brands focused on electric cars. Hmm. But even those featured EVs plus their gasoline-powered siblings together, like the Jeep ad starring actor Harrison Ford, which encouraged people to be open-minded and nice to each other about their car choices. Bloomberg News analysts say the drop in EV advertising is likely due in part to Trump turning EVs into a culture war issue. Advocacy group Science Moms ran an ad about addressing climate change, but that ad aired only in Los Angeles.
Well, I saw it, thought it was great. For much more on all of these sad stories, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I'm riding in your car.